Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ FM. I'm Simon James with the local news for Port Townsend on this Thursday, August 4th, 2022. I have the pleasure of being joined in the studio once again today by my sons, junior reporters. What are your names?
Sid. I'm Ivan.
They're going to help me give a little school update because even though nobody wants to hear this now, it is already August 4th and there is only 1 month left of summer vacation for the Port Townsend School District.
Boo!
All right. The school district has emailed its one-page calendar out to families for the 2022-23 school year, and there's a list of upcoming important dates in August that can be found there. This would be especially important to pay attention to for any new families to the districts or families enrolling a new student. Online enrollment is now open for fall 2022, and links to what you need to know are available on the website. Ivan, was there anything on that August calendar that caught your eye?
Kindergarten Roundup.
Yeah, the Kindergarten Roundup. When was this roundup?
From 10 a.m. to noon.
On what day?
August 26th.
Anybody you can think of who might need to go to that?
Me.
Oh, yeah, you. So do you have your enrollment packet all filled out?
No.
You don't? What happened to your enrollment packet?
What happened? A Titana Boa ate it.
A what?
A Titana Boa ate it.
What the heck is a Titana Boa?
It's a ginormous snake.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good excuse that we'll have to use when we go to the roundup if we don't have our enrollment. How about you, Sid? What was the most important date that you saw on the calendar?
The first day of school.
I want to make sure the audience knows that I'm not seeing a smiling face here. When is this first day of school?
It is on September 6th.
The point is, folks, if you have young ones in the schools locally, it's time to start checking your emails for updates from their schools and to head to the website if you have any questions. There are a number of parent and student orientations in August, as well as high school sports starting, school board meetings happening, and more. The full calendar is available at www.ptschools.org. Northwind Art has gifted the Port Townsend Public Library its recent Bill Kurtzinger portfolio exhibit. This is thanks to an anonymous donor who purchased 5 of Kurtzinger's framed photographs from the exhibit and specifically asked for them to be donated to the library. Each of the images was stamped, numbered, and framed by local photographer Brian Goodman and signed by Kurtzinger. Bill Kurtzinger was a deep-sea photographer who worked extensively with National Geographic, capturing images of sea life in the Arctic, Antarctic, and elsewhere. He now lives in Port Townsend and owns Sunrise Coffee Company. Teresa Varez, Executive Director of Northwind Art, presented the donated photos to Director Melody Sky Weaver of the Port Townsend Public Library on July 11th. "We are so grateful for this generous gift," Weaver said. "These beautiful photos will hang in the library for all to enjoy." Governor Jay Inslee has proclaimed August as Child Support Awareness Month in Washington State. A statement from the governor's office calls this an acknowledgement of the significant role child support plays in building a foundation for children to grow, prosper, and thrive. The proclamation itself highlights in particular the state government division of child support and child support services as an agency that, according to the governor, touches the lives of 480,000 Washingtonians and has collected more than $756 million in support in the fiscal year 2021. According to Governor Inslee's statement, child support provides the necessary means that many Washington state families rely on in order to help children realize their dreams and become future leaders. In recognition of this month, the Department of Social and Health Services is soliciting entries to its annual art contest. Children through age 17 are invited to submit artwork and or photography, illustrating an answer to the question, "How will you change the world?" Information on the contest is available at the DSHS website. You can find a link to the text in the broadcast. Sid, how would you change the world?
I would change the world by stopping pollution and climate change.
Those are very nice ideas. Ivan, do you have anything to add? How would you change the world, bud?
I don't know.
That's an honest answer. Do you have any ideas?
Candy world.
Make a candy world? That we live on?
And more gingerbread men again.
Did we used to be gingerbread men? Was that what cavemen were? We're actually gingerbread men?
Yes.
Okay. Ivan, once again, coming through with a radical plan. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon James.
I'm Ivan James.
And I'm Sidious Maximus.
Thanks for listening.
Have a great day!
Bye!